Okay, next we have Fernanda Cravici, and she received her master's in public health from Cal State Northridge, and now she's associate director at the March of Dimes.
Good morning, everyone.
This morning I will be presenting on utilizing community partnerships to implement and evaluate a culturally competent prenatal education curriculum. And I have no relationships to disclose. And I'd like to acknowledge the authors for today's presentation and everybody that was involved in helping me put this together. Okay, the learning objectives for today are to describe components of a culturally competent prenatal health curriculum, discuss successful train-the-trainer strategies for preparing lay health educators, and identify steps to forming partnerships with community agencies to implement an educational curriculum. I'd like to start with talking to you about the focus of the March of Dimes briefly. Our mission more specifically focuses on improving the health of babies by preventing birth defects, premature birth, and infant mortality. These are the largest risks to stronger, healthier babies today. Okay. The March of Dimes focuses on Latino initiatives. It is one of our priorities, and the purpose of this initiative is to identify, develop, and implement culturally appropriate programs to improve the health of Latina mothers and babies in California. And so this is where Becoming a Mom, Comenzando Bien, the curriculum, fits into our program priorities. Becoming a Mom, Comenzando Bien is a bilingual curriculum designed for pregnant women to learn about having a healthy pregnancy and health and a healthy baby in a supportive group setting. Over 40 sites have implemented the curriculum, and over 7,000 women have participated in classes, and 200 new or existing facilitators have been trained on this curriculum. Okay, and this is the cover of the bilingual curriculum. I also have a copy up front if anybody's interested in looking at it. This curriculum began as two separate curricula. The pregnancy workshop was the English language curriculum, and Comenzando Bien was the bilingual curriculum for Latinas that was developed in partnership with the National Alliance of Hispanic Health back in 1955. And in 2010, the March of Dimes combined the curricula into its current version. Okay, so the goals of the curriculum are to teach women about having a healthy pregnancy, to create a supportive environment that promotes healthy behaviors, and to help participants overcome barriers to care and become assertive and informed consumers of prenatal care services. Okay, the curriculum includes 9 2-hour sessions, and each session includes the following. Learning objectives that explain what participants will know by the end of each session. Key messages that represent the minimum information that women will take away from the session. Special notes for the facilitators that include information or items that should be gathered before facilitating a session. And a background section that gives basic information about the session topic. It also includes a step-by-step lesson plan for facilitators, and while the lesson plans may be used exactly as they appear, the content or activities can be adapted to meet the participants' needs. The curriculum also includes appendices with information on facilitating sessions for specific racial and ethnic groups, and its current version includes Hispanic, African American, and Native American sections. And every time the curriculum gets updated, there is going to be additional appendices added for different ethnic groups. There's also reproducible handouts that can be used to reinforce key messages or facilitate group activities, and I also printed those out if anybody was interested in looking at them. We also have them available on our website in English and in Spanish, and they're available free to download whether the curriculum is purchased or not. Okay, so quick overview of the sessions. The first session really gives the opportunity for participants to get to know each other and to learn basic things that they can do to help them have a healthy pregnancy. The second session, prenatal care, teaches participants about the importance of early and regular prenatal care and the skills that they may need to navigate the healthcare system. The third session, Eating Healthy, teaches participants about the importance of eating healthy and appropriate weight gain during the pregnancy. The fourth session, Stress During Pregnancy, participants learn about the importance of taking care of themselves during pregnancy by reducing stress and nurturing supportive relationships. The fifth session looks at things to avoid during pregnancy. Participants learned about things that they should avoid, including smoking, drinking, alcohol, and using illegal drugs, and practicing new ways to change behavior. The sixth session, the Big Day Labor and Birth, teaches participants about labor and birth and explore their own preferences and choices for the birth of their baby. In the seventh session, they learn ways to feed, bathe, and care for their baby. And the eighth session, postpartum care, which was recently added to our curriculum, mothers get the opportunity to learn about the physical and emotional changes that women go through after giving birth. And then the ninth session is really a time for celebration for women as they have gone through all these sessions of the classes, or a few of them, where they're able to celebrate accomplishing completing classes, and most of the time they are near the end of their pregnancy. Okay, so one of my goals today is to discuss the ways in which we were able to outreach and recruit sites that would utilize Becoming a Mom Comenzando Bien when teaching about prenatal care. So March of Dimes was able to identify appropriate partners for the curriculum by partnering with local MCAH departments, specifically the Comprehensive Perinatal Services Program, CPSP, or the Nursing Family Partnership Programs. Both of these programs targeted low-income and high-risk pregnant women, and are programs that have the opportunity to educate women. We also worked with hospitals, clinics, and schools that also have the opportunity to teach classes. And we worked with local groups that target specific populations. And some examples are early Head Start programs, family resource centers, and Promotora groups. Okay, in addition, the March of Dimes provides Becoming a Mom Comenzando Bien facilitator trainings throughout the year, and some of the facilitators include health educators, promotoras, community health workers, lay educators, and clinicians. And the trainings include review of the curriculum and the sessions, cultural conceptions and misconceptions. We bring in expert speakers to enhance the facilitator's knowledge of the session topics. We provide March of Dimes educational materials and resources. And we also provide the opportunity for the facilitators to do role play and activities to build on those facilitator teaching skills. We also provide the opportunity for the March of Dimes staff to go out to new sites that are implementing Becoming a Mom Comenzando Bien, to be able to give them feedback and recommendations and any advice that they may need to enhance their classes. And the March of Dimes also has an email list that all the new sites are added to, so that they could get the latest information on changes about the curriculum, as well as any updates on topics around the curriculum. And I must say that although the curriculum is available nationally, every individual state may or may not assist with implementation and provide trainings like California does. Okay. So in this next section, I want to discuss a pilot program evaluation that we did from 2009 to 2011 to measure the effectiveness of the program in improving participant knowledge, beliefs, and health behaviors related to prenatal and postpartum health, and to assess its impact on social support and birth outcomes. Okay, so our methodology and data sources, participants were asked to complete a pre-test survey to obtain demographic information and to assess beliefs, attitude, and knowledge about prenatal and postpartum health. Participants were then asked to complete a post-test to assess the change in knowledge, attitude, and behaviors, and to determine program satisfaction. Lastly, participants were asked to complete a birth outcome card within the first 2 months after having their baby. And this instrument, the survey questionnaire, was available to them in English and in Spanish. So implementation sites included hospitals, clinics, and a high school in the Los Angeles and Imperial counties. Participants were pregnant women and teens who had never taken prenatal classes before. And we had 300 participants, 180 of those completed the pretest and post-test, and 124 of those completed the birth outcome card. Okay, so here's some background information on the women who participated in the study. And as you can see, over 90% of our participants were Hispanic women, and over 60 of the women were between the ages of 21 to 35, which makes sense since it's women of childbearing age. The language spoken at home, The language spoken at home was predominantly Spanish. And actually, the survey was also completed in Spanish by 58% of our participants, so it's in line with the language they speak at home. The type of insurance that participants had was primarily Medi-Cal, and the remainder was either had private insurance or did not have any insurance or didn't indicate. In addition, I don't have it listed here, but over 80% of our participants were enrolled in WIC, and 60% of these women were foreign-born. Okay. So when looking at the results about knowledge and attitudes, we found a significant improvement from the pretest to the post-test. These are a few of the questions that were found to be statistically significant. When women were asked, for example, do you believe that a woman who gets prenatal care as soon as she finds out she is pregnant will have a healthier pregnancy? Women were able to correctly indicate that the importance of early prenatal care after completing the classes. Similarly, women were able to accurately identify signs of preterm labor after completing the program, and you can see that pretty clearly in that table. Okay. Women were also asked which of the following postpartum symptoms are normal after delivery, and they were able to accurately identify normal postpartum symptoms. There were six of them listed. These are the three that they were accurately able to identify, and we were able to show that they really did learn that these were normal postpartum symptoms after they completed their classes. In the next 2 points, we're able to see that women understood the importance of taking a multivitamin after having a baby and that their baby should be put to sleep on their backs. Likewise, women self-reported knowing what postpartum blues is as well as how to deal with it. And as you can see, there was a pretty large increase in the percentage from pre to post-test for that particular question for knowing how to deal with postpartum blues. Okay. This next slide shows the participants' experience with the program. We really wanted to see whether they liked the classes, whether they really enjoyed going, you know, week after week or month after month, depending on how often the sites offered classes. So we asked them, you know, did you complete the program? And the criteria was really whether they had at least taken 4 classes that were scheduled by their site. We also asked if what their experience was with their classes, and as you can see, over 82% of them indicated that their experience was excellent. And we also wanted to see if the classes provided social support for them, and over 94% of them reported that the Becoming a Mom, Comenzando Bien classes did in fact provide them with social support. And then one of the other really important pieces was seeing if they actually learned new information. We really wanted to see if moms were learning when they went to these classes more than they already knew. So if they were learning new information, as you can see, 97% of them reported that they had learned a lot or some new information. And now when looking at the birth outcome cards, although our sample size was small and we can't really compare it to countywide data, it is interesting to see that the preterm birth rate, for example, for Los Angeles County, which is 11.3%, and Imperial County, which is 10.2%, is much higher than what we got here, which was 3.6, because we report over 37 weeks gestation. So we also looked at comparing county data for not low birth weight, and in LA County that was 92.7, and in Imperial County that was 94.1. So that was pretty similar to the group that we studied. We also looked at postpartum care, as it was reported in the birth outcome card, and 87% of the women reporting having a date for their first postpartum visit. And by the time women had their babies, 96% of those women had already been enrolled in WIC versus 82% at the beginning of the study. So that was a really good result. We also looked at multivitamin use. We wanted to see if women understood the importance of taking a multivitamin before they became pregnant. And as you can see, only 33% of them actually took a multivitamin. It was actually a multivitamin or prenatal vitamin was the question. And then when you look at if they took a multivitamin every day during pregnancy, you can see that, as we expected, that the number would be much higher, that they would be taking, at least attempting to be taking a multivitamin or a prenatal vitamin. And then of 70% of the women continued to take a multivitamin or a prenatal vitamin after pregnancy. Okay. So in conclusion, participants in Becoming a Mom Comenzando Bien in Becoming a Mom Comenzando Bien resulted in a statistically significant improvement in women's knowledge and beliefs about prenatal and postpartum health. A higher percentage of participants reported specific behaviors that promote perinatal health, and in particular that was multivitamin use and postpartum visit attendance. Positive birth outcomes were observed among participants, and social support and culturally appropriate content contributed to the high participant program satisfaction. So we did have some limitations. This was a self-reported survey, and so there's definitely a potential for recall bias. The sample size, although it was considered acceptable for this purpose, it can't really be generalizable. And then we did have a control group, but it was excluded because it was small in size and there was a potential for contamination bias as well. So some of the implications for the program: it may be an effective intervention to promote prenatal and postpartum health and may represent an opportunity to improve upon birth outcomes among a diverse population of women. And I wanted to end with just pointing out a couple of resources that are available for sites that implement the curriculum. I already mentioned the handouts, which are available whether the curriculum is purchased or not. There's also quite a few series of videos that anybody can utilize. They're available on our in English and in Spanish, and they're also available on our website and on YouTube. And they can be utilized for teaching classes and just getting the conversation going with moms in a class setting. There's also a DVD that is available through our center for purchasing items, and it's available in English, as well as we do have some Spanish videos available. And then we also have a new iPad app, which covers everything from the beginning of pregnancy, or before pregnancy actually, during pregnancy, and then shortly after pregnancy. And it's a really, really nice app. If anybody has a chance to download it, it is free, and it's available in English and in Spanish. Okay, and that is it. Any questions? Right, I don't know, actually not yet, right?